Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Final hour of Ben Woods on a Thursday. Let's see, this time tomorrow, we will be getting into our Friar Friday final hour. I'll have just finished with Ben Reed's Wraps.
Yep.
And we'll be getting ready to welcome Jace Tingler to the program. The manager, skipper of the Padres, will be joining us at 8:35. Now, there is a bit of a question. Will he be joining us from a hotel room in Seattle, Washington, or will he be joining us from his home or Petco Park here in San Diego? That's still a bit up in the air as to where this series is going to be played this weekend against the Mariners.
So the Mariners and Giants are playing a doubleheader today?
They're playing a single game today.
And then
the Mariners will decide, I guess, whether they're going to fly to San Diego or back home to Seattle.
Okay.
Depending on smoke and air quality conditions in the Pacific Northwest.
I was just FaceTiming with a buddy up in Seattle yesterday, and he's right in the middle of the city, and he said, dude, it's no joke. Like, it's dangerous to go outside. It's not good right now.
And I guess that storm hasn't come through yet.
They said they're hoping to get a little bit of rain tonight, but it's bad.
Well, I wonder. I wonder if we're just going to end up playing it here.
Jace Tingler did address that after the game in one of his last questions. Was asked, are you going to Seattle? What are you doing? And he said, well, you know, normally we'd fly out pretty early just to get ready. We have delayed our flight. We were not planning on leaving until later in the day today so we can get as much time and find out. But he said, as far as I know, plans are being made to play the series in Seattle, not San Diego.
Okay.
But as we just said, this is an important series for the Mariners. It's not like you may have thought at the beginning of the season, the Mariners are a non-factor, a non-contender. By now,
they're in it.
You know, they'll be playing rookies and, you know, seeing guys, and this could be an easy series for the Padres. They're only two games back going into today of the Houston Astros for that second place playoff spot in the American League West. Mariners haven't been to the postseason in longer than the Padres? They have the longest streak of not making the playoffs. And then the Padres have the second longest streak of not making the playoffs. All the Padres are almost certainly going to be there. The Mariners still have a chance to be there. You've got to imagine they're going to be going all out these last few games to see if they can somehow sneak in there and keep the Astros from getting. Can you imagine if the Astros didn't even make the playoffs this year?
Yeah.
They're under 500 right
I
now.
Absolutely can imagine it, Benny. Jace is going to be joining us tomorrow. I want to ask him about Tatis's struggles. I want to ask him about what yesterday's game was all about. It felt a little bit like audition day.
Well, here's what he said last night after the game about Fernando Tatis Jr. when he was asked, hey, is he worn down? Is he tired? Does he need a day? Here was the response from Jace Tingler. Really felt confident.
I did, too.
I was going to get that
there. I was feeling good.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're taking phone calls. What did you want?
Oh, that's okay. Cut number three, Jace Tingler, if Fernando Tatis is tired, Paul.
All right. How's everybody?
All right, the phone numbers are 833-288.
I don't think he's tired. I think, you know, last night he missed a home run by, you know, maybe 2 or 3 feet, and I thought he squared 3 balls up today. Unfortunately, you know, some of them right into the lanes they were playing. I don't think he's tired. I think, you know, just going through a little, pocket, maybe trying to do too much at times, but, like I said earlier, I think he's going to be in position to get, you know, extremely hot for us here down the stretch.
That's been Jace Tingler's default position on Fernando Tatis Jr.'s tough homestand. I think he went 3 for 34, if I'm not mistaken. One of those hits was an infield single. I mean, for a guy who, for the first month of the season, pretty much was an extra base hitting machine, it just dropped off the table on this homestand. There was just not any production. And Jace Tingler has basically said, hey, that just says to me he's about to get hot. If he's not hot now, they're going to be falling in soon.
Yeah, does anybody think that Fernando Tatis Jr. is a flash in the pan? I mean, you don't. The guy's an MVP candidate and has done something electric in 93% of the games he's played at the big league level. Is that's a fair statement?
That's probably pretty fair.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a scientific thing, but you want me to go back and watch all 120 games he's played, it'd be my great pleasure to do so. And in about 92 to 95% of the games that kid's played, he's done something electric, okay? I'm not worried about him. I did want to give a lot of credit, though, Ben, to Jerks and Profar as well. That dude right now is one of the hottest hitters going. In his last 10 games, he's batting 529 with double, a homer, five RBIs. OPS is 1,300, basically, at this point in 19 plate appearances. And bringing up, you know, the anchoring kind of the bottom of the lineup, that's massive. Yeah. Like, what a
Jerks,
massive.
Jerks and Profar, Trent Grisham, Manny Machado, they allowed the Padres to go 7-2 on a 9-game homestand in which their star shortstop was in a giant slump. Most teams, when you have a player like Fernando Tatis Jr. and he goes into a big slump, guess what? Your team also goes into a slump.
Yeah.
Because you rely on guys like that for your offense. You take that out, and all of a sudden, when you were scoring 5 and 6 runs, now you're scoring 2 and 3 runs, and you're losing a bunch of games. So I said earlier in the homestand, the fact that the Padres are winning despite Fernando Tatis Jr. scuffling at the plate is actually an incredible sign and should be terrifying for other teams that they are doing that. That being said, I don't see a scenario in the postseason where the Padres make a deep run while Fernando Tatis Jr. just takes offers. You know, he's going to have to hit a couple of extra base hits, home runs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's going to have to be Fernando Tatis Jr. if the Padres are going to win series and move on and, you know, maybe upset the Dodgers, go on to the World Series. They're not going to do that with a scuffling Tatis. Fortunately, he still has 2 weeks to go before the playoffs and, you know, is not necessarily going to be in the position there where he is right now. Rather get it over with right now. If there's going to be a slump, this was a great time to have it. At a homestand where everyone else is picking up the slack, even the guy even knows when to slump.
It is a weird feeling to be, you know, to be upset about a 7-2 homestand, isn't it?
I'm not upset.
I'm not really upset, but isn't it a little odd to be like, ugh.
It has been a little bit of the Padre way this year. Win series openers, but not, you know, then drop. You know, the last time they faced the Dodgers, remember, they won the first two, and then they lost the next two. They win almost every series opener, so there's only one place to go. It's down from there.
Feels pretty good going into the playoffs. Boy, wouldn't you love to win that first one in the playoffs? I mean, that
puts a lot of pressure on the opposition.
A ton of pressure.
Yeah,
A ton of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, I would love, if that trend continues and the Padres win the opener of every playoff series they play.
Yeah, you have a really good shot.
You really are putting a lot of pressure on the opposition.
And again, I know these last two losses were tough. I don't like losing. I'm fairly fanatic Padre fan, but I'm trying to see the forest through the trees because I do know we're going to the playoffs. My mind is really in that mode right now. I want guys to stay healthy while also getting at bats to stay hot. So, when I look at this team, Ben, and when you look at this team, is there anything in this, even with those two losses to the Dodgers, is there anything with this team that you look at and say, man, based on the way that they played these last two games, I just don't think we could win 4 out of 7 from the L.A. Dodgers.
Well,
let's
ask the Tier 1s, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. You can light up our phone lines here this morning. First, though, just a reminder, talk has the power to save lives. You can join 97.3 The Fan on Wednesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for I'm Listening, a live 2-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports, insight from some of the most respected mental health professionals. Included on this show, Katy Perry, members of Guns N' Roses, John Bon Jovi, many more. You are not alone. Join us Wednesday, September 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. for I'm Listening. For more information, visit imlistening.org. Honestly, Woods, of course, I thought the Padres were very competitive with the Dodgers. If you go to the playoffs, I'm not worried that they're not going to have a shot. They'll have a shot. They had a shot in both of the games they lost. They had the winning run up on Tuesday. They had the tying run up in the ninth inning last night. The one area that does concern me in a matchup against the Dodgers, Padres hitters don't seem to do that well against Dodgers starting pitching. Clayton Kershaw, they got to him a little bit in game one. They did most of their damage against the bullpen. Tony Gonsolin was very tough on them.
Yep.
Dustin May has been very tough on them during the season. I think they got Julio Urias a little bit in that game earlier this year, but I doubt you'll see. I don't even know if you'll see him in the playoffs.
Ben and I were talking about that.
And then there's Walker Buehler, who could come back from the injured list as well.
Ben and I were talking about it in the press box yesterday. You know, what is the Dodger? Like, we know it's going to be some variation of Lamet, Clevenger, and Davies. And then we've already been told by the skipper that Garrett Richards will pitch out of the bullpen for the rest of the year and in the playoffs. So that could be a pretty valuable weapon for the Padres. I feel like, based on what Dave Roberts did yesterday, that's what he was doing with Dustin May. I think teams are now getting guys accustomed to the roles in which they're going to be in October. So Dustin May will probably be coming out of the bullpen. So if you're the Dodgers, what does your rotation look like? We'll ask Dylan Hernandez, who is coming up at 8:35, what he thinks. But, I mean, that's assuming Buehler comes back and his blister issue, which, by the way, that's not a pulled hammy.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Gore has had
that in the minor leagues. And it reacted for most of a season.
It's aggravating, dude. And if you're Walker Buehler and you're not getting a grip on your slider, on your cutter, on your four-seamer, and you don't feel comfortable throwing, okay, throw him out there. I take my chances. We've beaten him. You know, there's nobody on that team that really – Tony Gonsolin, it probably scares me the most of anybody on their starting rotation.
By the way, that news about Garrett Richards, who did get an inning of work out of the pen yesterday, and obviously the idea is to get him acclimated for bullpen work in the postseason. With the playoff schedule being without off days in, you know, a 5 or even 7 game series, that kind of makes me think that they're hoping Chris Paddock gets around where he could at least be an effective game 4
no doubt
starter, because I don't think you can go with a 3-man rotation.
No, you can't.
2 day off, you know, for your starting pitcher. So they're going to need a fourth starter. And if it's not Garrett Richards, then it's either Chris Paddock or it's Adrian Morejon in a bullpen day.
So are you going to tell me that – so there's no off days? So if you play a 7-game series, you play 7 games in a row.
Until the World Series, which will have off days, yes, wow. The plan is 5 days in a row for the division, 3 days in a row for the wild card, day off. 5 days in a row for the division, probably day off. You know, if you clinch early, you get more days off.
Yeah.
And then 7 days in a row, if necessary, for the league championship series.
Guys, arms are going to be now starting for the Padres, Craig Stammen. I mean, you never know what can happen. So I think yesterday was some sort of look at wanting to see guys in roles, who's going to be there at the end. Again, I can't wait to ask the skipper about it tomorrow. And I can't wait to ask Dylan Hernandez about what the Dodgers are going to do, because, you know, we all kind of raised our eyebrows when they shipped off Ross Stripling, you know, and now you're looking at how the playoffs are set up. Like, you guys have so many starting pitchers, you don't need Ross Stripling right now? He's not a good game 4 guy for you, you know, if you're the Dodgers. So who knows? Dustin May seems to be pitching out of the bullpen. We'll see what happens.
All right, we will talk to Dylan Hernandez at the bottom of the hour. Woodsy, we have a new leader at the U.S. Open, a big name. We also have a big name making a move up the board. We will get you an update from Winged Foot. When we come back, it's Ben and Woods. Right now, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.